This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The House Judiciary Committee has filed court papers that suggest the panel might recommend additional articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee is keeping open the possibility of additional charges as it pressed a federal appeals court to order testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is investigating potential obstruction of justice by President Trump during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Justice Department has asked the appeals court to dismiss the request, saying it's less urgent now since the House has already moved ahead with articles of impeachment, even without the testimony of the former White House lawyer. Arguments are scheduled to be heard early next month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. In making the announcement, the U.S. forces in Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how the casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement sent journalists, claimed the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. The insurgent group said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb as they try to conduct a joint raid against Taliban positions in the Chardara district. Boeing CEO is now resigning. This is amid ongoing problems at the company over troubled MAX 737 aircraft. The Chicago manufacturer said Monday that Dennis Muhlenberg is stepping down immediately. The board's current chairman, David Calhoun, is officially taking over January 13th. The board said a change in leadership was necessary to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death and three others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
And Saudi Arabia initially denied the killing even took place, insisting that Khashoggi had walked out of the consulate. It later blamed rogue agents and has denied the Crown Prince had any knowledge of the operation. With talks between the U.S. and North Korea at a stalemate, North Korea has been warning about an upcoming Christmas gift. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with details.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Rising space power China has attacked the newly created U.S. Space Force, calling it a direct threat to outer space, peace, and security. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
China's foreign minister says this country is deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. It says the move violates an international consensus on peaceful use of outer space and would undermine stability and the global security balance. China's space program has advanced rapidly since its first crewed mission in 2003. In a report last February, the Pentagon said China and Russia have embarked on major efforts to develop technologies that could allow them to disrupt or destroy American and allied satellites in a crisis or conflict. I'm Zaria Shackley.
China, Japan, and South Korea have reaffirmed their commitment to dialogue to resolve the North Korea issue, Chinese Premier said on Tuesday after a summit with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The three leaders are meeting in the southwestern Chinese city. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.